I would like to tell you a beautiful story that happened a few years ago. But first, for 20 years, I've been going to Miami. I was by a family that always received me there, and I received people there. They live in the top floor. From that top floor, you could see a beautiful view of the sea. So it was for me, you know, a pleasure to see this beautiful view. And I used to say, Marabu Ma'aseh Hashem. One day, Madam, the owner of the house, she said, Rabbi David, I don't advise you to go to the balcony to see from there. I said, why? She said, you know, maybe you will see something bad. Because every time you come in the winter. But now it's the summer and there is a lot of people there. I don't want that you will see with your eyes what you should not see. So I told them, if I cannot see, you can see. So what do you do here? You have to move from this house. She told me, but Rabbi David, we born in this house. All my children, all my grandchildren. It's hard for us to move from this house. I said, Madam, the same way that I'm not allowed to see you, so you are not allowed to see. So you should move. And Baruch Hashem, they moved from that house. And they bought a new house. And I went to the new house. I put there a mezuzah. Listen to this. One night, I was invited by a family. And I stopped by that building. I used to come every year. And I said, ah, now this is the first year that I don't come to that house, to that building. 1 hour later, that building collapsed. Imagine who saved this family, who saved me by not looking. My friend, by not looking, not only you save your life, but you save your Olam Haba. You know what is the Olam Haba? Up there. Up there is something that you never saw. Only once you can see, after 120 years. Take care of your eyes, you will have the zechut to see Olam Haba.